She lost her brother, Chick Burlingame, the third, who was the pilot of American Airlines Flight 77, which crashed into the Pentagon on 9/11. Deborah Burlingame is with us. Hey, Deborah, how are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you, Steve.
I got to tell you, I look, our friend Andy McCarthy, he was on the air yesterday when I got your email on this, and we talked about it, and he said, look, you know, this is Obama saying it to America, in your face.
Right.
You know, you don't like what I do with terrorism. You don't like this one. You don't like that one. You don't like the giving terrorists their rights and closing Gitmo and this. Well, guess what? I'm gonna bring you, in addition to Eric Holder, I'm gonna now give you James Cole. And if you don't like it, you know, tough. I don't give a rat's behind.
Right. I completely agree with that, because this man is a right in line ideologue. He came out right after 9/11 and accused the Attorney General Ashcroft of extreme reaction that was dangerous to this attack, this is just another type of crime. I mean, the whole war on terror thing he mocked, he put it in scare quotes, and this is how he thinks. It is the progressive demilitarizing of the war is what it is.
Absolutely. Now, the hearing comes a day after or so the announcement of the nomination. It was done very, very quickly.
Right.
I mean, there has to be a method to their madness, and you witnessed the hearings, and the feckless Republicans, unfortunately, here's a guy who we should point out, as you pointed out in a wonderful email to the 9/11 families and friends, that this man was a partner at a law firm. He represented the Saudi prince, who was a member of the Saudi royal family, one of the defendants in the 9/11 lawsuit filed on behalf of the 9/11 families against Saudi Arabia. He was also ran the Al Haramain Foundation, which was a Saudi charity designated in 2004 by the U.S. Treasury as a facilitator of terrorism, which gave money to Al-Qaeda. And this is the prince that this James Cole represented, and now he's going to be running the Justice Department.
Well, I think this is a huge conflict of interest. His client, who was Naif bin Abdulaziz al-Saud, the foreign minister who ran the Al-Haramain charity. This huge Saudi charity, quote-unquote charity, was shut down by the Treasury Department in 2004. And actually, Saudi Arabia has never confirmed, we haven't been able to confirm that it was shut down, rather than morphing into something else. They had, Al-Haramain had offices all over the world, and they gave millions of dollars to terrorists. They supported Al-Qaeda before 9/11 and after 9/11. This was the man that Obama's new proposed deputy attorney general, who would run the department. Very important to understand. He would be running the entire Justice Department. This is the man who Obama has nominated, who was defending this man against the suits by the 9/11 family members. And remember, we're still at war. We still have Saudi Arabia on the one hand buying our military equipment and telling us we're, you know, your allies. On the other hand, funding madrasas and mosques and Islamic centers, these radical Wahhabi madrasas, all over, not only the world, but here in the United States, and since 9/11, at breakneck speed. This is a huge, huge conflict of interest, because how is this man going to be investigating, prosecuting, detaining, interrogating the people who, in fact, are his former clients?
He's not. It is a conflict of interest of the most inconceivable kind. And so there's two fronts here, Deborah. And I got to tell you, they're both starting to, one is scaring the heck out of me, and the other is tremendously disappointing me. What prompted Andy McCarthy to say this is in your face, America, is because I said, look, I am really afraid of our president. This man has an agenda when it comes to terror, when it comes to Muslim terrorists, when it comes to how they should be treated, when it comes to how they should be respected, when it comes to who should go after them, and it is a frightening, frightening prospect.
It is frightening, and you have to look no farther than Israel, the Gaza flotilla, all of that. You don't have, I believe that this president it's hurting us so badly in the Middle East and in our relationship with Israel. And I think Israel is really frightened. I was reading accounts, they were anonymous sources high in the Israeli government, that they are deeply, deeply worried that they have been abandoned by this administration and that they are in peril.
They have, and they are. But you know what? We have been abandoned by this administration, and we are in peril. I really believe that in my heart.
Well, you know, I'm not about to say that this president would wish for us to be attacked.
No,
again.
I'm not saying that.
On the other hand, I do believe that he does want the world balance of power to change, and he talked about that during his campaign. And I think Americans kind of thought, no, he can't really be meaning what he's saying. And they just took it to, you know, change you can believe in. Boy, did he change! I don't think Americans ever reckoned that he was going to do what he has been doing.
No,
and you know what? You know what, Steve? Not to hog the microphone here, but
go ahead,
for him to compare the Gulf oil spill to 9/11.
I was going to ask you about that next.
You know, that shows you it's such a cynical thing to do. And, of course, it does fit in with Janet Napolitano's, you know, man-caused disasters.
Yep.
But, I mean, to compare an industrial accident to the cold-blooded atrocity attack of the death of 3,000 people, which is part of a huge jihad, you know, to transnational existential threat to America, it shows you that he didn't experience 9/11 the way the rest of his countrymen did. And he's perfectly willing to use the misery of the people in the Gulf, analogizing it in a very inappropriate way, but to basically ignore their misery in order to push...
And a political agenda.
An energy agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like Rahm Emanuel, you know, a crisis is, you know,
absolutely,
a terrible thing to waste.
Yep.
I mean, it's like this guy is a rabid and incessant political machine.
And let's take it all the way back to where we started with James Cole, the soon-to-be, unfortunately, because
right,
the Republicans are feckless, Deputy Attorney General of the United States. He, too, 2 days before, as you pointed out, before the anniversary of 9/11, compared 9/11 to drug crimes, ordinary murder, rape, and mafia-type crimes. He said the war on drugs is actually a long-term and a far more devastating disaster for our country in terms of the number of people affected than 9/11. So he picked a guy who thinks like him, believes like him, and it's a danger to our country. And you know what? We have to, Deborah, we have to hope. And I know I just said the Republicans are feckless, and they are. But we have to hope for a sea change in November and then get Obama the heck out of office 2 Novembers after that and try to take back what will be left of our country by then.
I completely agree with you. And I think that, you know, there's some good guys on the Hill in the Republican side of the aisle, but they have lost their... they have become somewhat spineless, and I don't understand. You know, I sent an email to one of the staffers on the Hill, and I said, look, when the Democrats call you the party of no, your answer should be when you are threatening the American people, when you're putting the American people in danger, we are the party of hell no.
Yep, absolutely.
They should come back even stronger.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm very disappointed that there's no objections to these cockamamie judges who are radical defenders of sex rapists and a guy like Cole, no objection to him strenuously. They're just laying down and dying, the Republicans are. Hey, Deborah, always a pleasure and an honor, and you could never hog my microphone.
Okay, Steve.
All right, take care. Deborah, okay. Burlingame, ladies and gentlemen, co-founder of 9/11 Families for a Safe and Strong America. And you could go to 911familiesforamerica.org, 911familiesforamerica.org.